you are so schizophrenic, she said, that at night you hear the voices of your dead mommy issues in the back of your head, and you can't even cry out that it's the stars that matter the most in our tabloid display at the metaphysical bookshop. And this is the Earth, I tell you. This is the most magnanimous and reclusive planet for sirens. So jump off the pier, you sidewinder, and rejoice at the mistletoe falling army. Into this decade is the lost decade for the spiral jetty. Into Robert Smithson, in his San Franciscan garb, is the most remote saint. And you are brimming in your own bathwater in the crystal caves of Lafayette. And Colorado seems so far away, Ocenta bathhouse, where Aaron whispered that the gang was coming. So swim in those warm waters to cool the nerves of this hydrogen plant. So sedative in its most holy reluctance to fill the kiddie pool with the backwash of spermicide. I was flying back and forth a lot from Denver to New York that year, and the lady sitting next to me was praying to Allah. She gave me a gummy substance and told me to put it in my mouth, and I saw the city lights coming closer out the window, and I started to pray a bit too, but the prayers were like the apocalypse coming-of-age story I was reading, and I was skipping a lot of classes to make it to the city. Kristen was wearing saris a lot this semester to impress one of the visiting faculty who had a predilection for India and wanted me to help her with her henna tattoos. I said, oh my God, this is not the United States. This is a whole fucking empire of crazy people who need the support of the hospitals. And I have to run away again. This time, let us spiral out of this hoopla crazy Christ and go to the tanning salon. I met Heidi at a showing of Whale Rider at the Boulder Theater, and we were laughing a lot and throwing popcorn at the screen. It was interesting how all the people in the theater that night hated the popcorn in their hair, and how, like leprosy, their skin in the powder room's falling off, and me in the back room of the amphitheater, groaning about how this would be in my poem the next day. It was April in New York, and I was working the club when the woman with the big plastic purple star earrings came to visit again. She was talking of passion and how she no longer had it, and to make sure I never gave it up. I was moving all the chairs to the center of the room and turning on the stage lights and waiting for some people. I had slept in the club that night because I didn't want to go back home. Peter was the first to come in, and he noticed I was disheveled and told me that he knew what it was like to be a half-breed, as I was half in the club and half outside the spectacle, and now it is time to go to Staten Island where my father is from, and we would go to the mafioso neighborhood and watch all the people in the diners holding their club sandwiches to their faces. I used to call him Trickster because he wore his clothing backwards, and Quabana told me that tricksters did everything backwards. Jonathan said it was the style and everyone in Brooklyn was doing it. But I was living in Brooklyn and didn't wear my clothing backwards. So he galloped over to the subway, past all the festivals and booksellers, and I wanted some wine. He wanted to watch the Politicos on the television at the corner bar in Williamsburg, and I said that the mayor of Philadelphia wasn't on cable that night. Oh hell, he said, you better move to China because the outlook wasn't good. And Jen cut my hair a little short in the quad of Pratt Institute that night. Thank you.